If you find Martha Stewart Living too hard to live up to, and you'd read Better Homes and Gardens, but you don't exactly have a better home or even a garden, then Ready Made Magazine might be for you. It's an irreverent, low-tech crafts magazine for women and men. They'll teach you how to make wallets out of a FedEx envelope and duct tape, how to make a chandelier out of styrofoam cups, and the secrets of a stress-free Thanksgiving. Joining us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco are Ready Made's founders, Shoshana Berger and Grace Hawthorne. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
From what I can assess, your magazine seems to be a combination of sass and earnestness. And was it your intention to be the spy magazine of home decorating?
Yes, I think that's the perfect pitch for us. The idea is to take common everyday objects and kind of invert them or see the art in them and turn them into cool things.
Most of the do-it-yourself projects that are sort of put out there are hardcore woodworking or hardcore home improvement or, you know, recipes and kind of home crafty things. And what Ready Made sort of wants to inspire people are, you know, expand the definition of DIY.
Do-it-yourself.
That's do-it-yourself.
And what's your favorite project that you've put in the magazine?
This is Grace. My favorite project actually is in the current issue. We had this super large lamp project feature, and there's 8 lamps that you can make it yourself. And my favorite one is the pinup lamp, and it's basically clothespins skirted onto a tomato wire cage. And it's absolutely gorgeous. The shadows it throws out against the wall, it's architecturally in design. It's really beautiful and very cool and very easy, too.
That sounds cool.
And there's another one that's actually even more common household items is actually featured on our cover. It's called the Styrolite. And it's this globe white light. It's a sphere made out of glued styrofoam cups pieced together. And it's actually gorgeous. You glue with a hot glue gun, you kind of basically glue with the cups facing outward, and again, you string a light in it, and it's awe-inspiring.
It's pretty Barbarella.
It is.
It's very 60s era. This is Shauna. I think my favorite project, being a home tinkerer myself, is making clocks out of everyday objects. So we had an article on making clocks out of everything from a VW hubcap to a crushed can. It's very easy to make a clock. You basically just buy a $5 clock kit and drill a hole in something and rig it up.
And voila.
Voila.
That's on our project cards in the magazine, it ranks as there's 4 levels of expertise. And we use sort of the evolution of man as our scale, and it is not a monkey, but the ape stage. So it's sort of medium to easy.
You only have to be a Cro-Magnon to do this project.
Exactly. Well, what would you have to be an ape? I mean, that seems pretty easy.
We had a project in our first issue, which was baking old LPs into candy bowls. That was an ape project.
So you take a you take a record, you take an old record, an old scratched up record that doesn't play anymore, and you stick it in the oven with a little peanut oil on it for about 15 seconds, and it then gets soft enough so that you can take it and mold it into a bowl.
That is just going to have all these audio files screaming in protest.
But obviously we are under the assumption that you are not going to use a highly prized LP of any sort.
Yeah, I just used my original white album of the Beatles. No brainer.
Again, shrieks of outrage. I can hear them now. So how do you come up with a magazine article idea for, say, these lamps that Grace was talking about?
I'd say about 80% of the content that goes into the magazine has been blindly submitted to us by people who are tinkering across the country. We were lucky to get some good press early on, and we just got a deluge of submissions through our website. So we kind of sit around a table and sort through them and snicker over some of them and marvel at others, and they end up in the magazine.
So you're not exactly doing it yourself. You're having your listeners or your audience do it for you.
Yeah, this is all a big sham.
Right.
But that's sort of part of the ready-made ethos or aesthetic, is that anybody can do it. And we're sort of inspiring the creative gene in readers. And I think that's one of the wonderful things that Ready Made does, is it actually, it, you know, motivates people to make things and send things in and actually take it the next step further and make it even better.
So do you think there's this wellspring of DIYers out there making crafts in their own homes that we're not aware of?
You know, a lot of people are stuck in jobs where they're sitting in front of a computer at a desk and everything around them is mass produced. And there's really no sense of how things are made anymore. And there's no tactile art in people's lives anymore. So, you know, forget how the computer is made. How is my desk made? And I think that the people who read the magazine feel empowered by the idea that they can understand process and understand how things are made.
Well, thanks for speaking with us. That was fun.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Shoshana Berger and Grace Hawthorne are the founders of Ready Made Magazine.